Finance ministers gathered in southern England this weekend as they tried to figure out how to stabilize financial systems and prevent future crises. The group also helped lay the groundwork for a summit of world leaders next month. But as Eleanor Beardsley reports, the finance ministers could not agree on detailed action.
As the 20 finance ministers and central bankers from around the world gathered for a group photo, they gave the appearance of a united front. And British Finance Minister Alistair Darling, host of the meeting, said there was complete consensus on the urgency of the situation.
Everyone sitting around the table realized that this is the biggest single challenge the world has faced in generations. All of us are ready to do whatever it takes, whatever is necessary, and for long as that is necessary.
But whatever it takes is where the views begin to diverge. The biggest economies, the U.S. and Europe, disagree. The U.S. is pushing increased stimulus spending, but France and Germany repeated this weekend that the focus should be on tightening financial and banking regulations to fix what got us into this mess. All nations did agree to a set of underlying principles, which include reviving bank lending and regulating hedge funds, and greatly strengthening the role of the IMF to help developing nations. And everyone was adamantly against protectionism. But analysts say the vagueness of the commitments mean it will be up to President Obama and other leaders to continue hashing it out when they meet next month. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Horsham, England.